Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
It is Friday. That means it's Jeff Pitt's Day. It says so on the calendar. We've said that before. He is the managing editor of... by the way, did Shane listen in last week, you think? Because we've given you that big promotion and stuff.
He
didn't say anything.
We'll
quit tickling him. Jeff Pitts is the managing editor of City View Magazine, ladies and gentlemen, and he always is with us. Well, you know, we've been doing this a long time.
I was thinking that on the way over here. How long has it been?
I don't know. It's been a long time. Oh, yeah, easy, a couple of years.
Right.
Going on three.
Going on three, probably.
Yep. This is the best day I get because I can scrap the seriousness and just riff about stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. That's my best day, too.
All right, what's up?
What do you call an elf wearing earmuffs?
What do you call an elf wearing earmuffs? Cold?
Anything you want. Can't hear you.
He's here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Do not forget to tip the wait staff. Can't hear anything. Okay.
A good joke is underrated.
Yes.
You know any good jokes?
No.
No.
I used to write a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
Back in the day when I was doing morning radio,
yeah,
I would spend the day before writing anywhere from 15 to 20 jokes.
Not like knock-knock jokes.
No. These were kind of, whatever.
Yeah. And like stand-up style.
Yeah,
jokes.
Stuff like that. Yeah. So, yeah. It'll usually
probably have to train your brain to think in those terms, I guess. And then once you do, maybe it's because writing 15 jokes to me sounds like undoable.
No, really, it would take me about an hour and a half.
Hmm.
And you just look at stuff going on and then just be sarcastic about it. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I really took that seriously. I would script out my every morning show.
Yeah.
And so I knew what, it was pretty bizarre.
Huh.
Anyway.
You ever try stand-up?
No. No. I do have some stories I could tell, though.
I've heard a few of them.
Yeah, it's probably pretty good.
All right, you ready for this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, tonight, kicking off this weekend, Des Moines Most Likeable. This is a City View event.
That's right.
Most likable person in Des Moines will be named.
Is this an event somewhere?
That's right. Decades Event Center in West Des Moines on Grand. Six o'clock tonight, 6 to 10. Come out, vote for
most likable.
Most likable.
Hmm. Clearly, I didn't make the list.
Should.
Yeah, well.
You're my most likable.
Yay. So that's tonight.
Tonight at Decades Event Center. That's the Picker Nose place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The old Grand.
This is the thing of it is the old dolls.
Yeah.
All right. Also this weekend, Bandstand is coming to the Civic Center.
Bandstand?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they'd say it in Chicago, Bandstand.
Would they?
Bandstand, yeah.
A new
Wisconsin.
American musical with infectious music and high-octane heart-stopping dancing.
Heart-stopping dancing. Don't do that. I have to call the paramedics. That's not a good idea.
That's a good point.
Yeah. Do not do any heart-stopping dancing. No. No, 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 no. It'd be bad.
So it's set like in the American Bandstand style. 1945 and so on. Civic Center. Civic. Musical. How do you feel about musicals?
I love musicals.
Yeah?
As a matter of fact, this past week... We watched. I don't know. It's just this is what happens. We watched the.
You gonna get that?
No, I'm not gonna get that. Let it ring.
You can get it.
No. They don't want to talk to me anyway. One of the things that we watched White Christmas.
Yeah.
With Bing Crosby. Rosemary Clooney.
Under what circumstances?
Well, it was, it's
I missed the I was listening to the phone ring. I missed the intro.
You said musicals.
Yes.
And so this was White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye and Rosemary Clooney and the woman that was suffering from anorexia, and I can't remember her name offhand. But, yeah. It's pretty cool. It's a great show. So, yeah, I like musicals.
Oh, they're calling back.
Yeah, they really want to. They say, well, I want to talk to you.
They want to know what's going on this weekend, right. Michael.
They say, hey, we hear that Jeff Pitts is in the studio. Crazy.
Is that a landline?
Yeah, sure.
Huh.
Yeah. You don't have a landline, do you? Most people don't.
What is that?
I have several.
Wall baseball?
Yeah. It's party line. I got a party line, too.
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic?
Ooh.
Yeah.
A beloved holiday tradition, the Nutcracker returns to dazzle Central Iowa with the beauty and wonder of the season.
There you go. Nutcracker.
Ballet Des Moines.
I never saw it.
Hoyt Sherman. Starring Eleanor Dannon as the Sugar Plum Fairy.
Oh.
She also is in City View this month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How nice.
Neighbors. She's local. She's from here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Valley Tigers.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
All right, you shoot your eye out, Michael.
Uh-oh, here we go. Red Rider BB gun.
Yep. Christmas Story at the Ankeny Community Theater. We can skip the hype on that one, right?
Yeah, we know what it's saying. Right. You'll shoot your eye out.
Iowa Wolves basketball Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Three nights of basketball.
Three separate teams.
Three teams that we can all hate.
The Maine Red Claws.
We hate them.
Sioux Falls Sky Force.
Oh, my gosh. Hate them.
Oklahoma City Blue.
Hate them.
Yeah.
It's like I went, have I seen you since I did this? I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway. Yeah.
Hmm.
So I went to the Iowa Wild game.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, Saturday.
I think last time I talked, you were getting ready to go.
Yeah, last week. And yeah. I was there to raise money for the Salvation Army.
Okay.
And so before the game, of course, I was ringing bells and doing what you do. You know?
Yeah.
We had a great time. It really was nice. And, of course, you know, I told everybody that we hated the team that we were playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hate them. I think we were playing the... That was Phoenix Roadrunners. That was it.
Uh-huh.
They smashed us on Saturday. Now I have 4-1, I think it was.
Did you get evicted from the
stadium? No. I've mended my ways.
Okay.
No more rolls or octopi on the ice. You do that in Detroit.
Did you know octopi have brains shaped the size of a shaped like a donut?
No.
It's true. Different brain design.
Wow.
Than mammals.
There
but they're
go.
Very intelligent, apparently.
Octopi?
Yeah.
That's because circular. They have circular reasoning. It's just shaped like a donut. See what you learn here, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, it's just not all fun and games. This is some serious high...
Science right there.
Weird science.
Elton John and Billy Joel.
Yeah, are they coming to town?
Will not be at Woolies tonight.
Oh,
but their tribute band will be.
Elton John and Billy Joel.
It's called Elton and Billy. We'll be playing at Woolies. Starts at 8:30 tonight in the East Village.
Got it.
Chimneys aren't the only thing Santa will be diving into this winter. Santa is scuba diving in Blank Park.
Oh, that's right. We're back to scuba diving with Santa at Blank Park. Yeah.
I wonder how that.
I don't know. How does
it like a lot of wool?
It would just be a mess.
Mm-hmm. Des Moines Downtown Winter's Farmers Market.
Yes, again.
This week.
Yeah, right.
Through the end of the month. Every week. Sunday at Wells Fargo is an event I will not be attending. Five Finger Death Punch.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Five Fingered Death Punch? That sounds like a drink.
It's a concert.
It's a drink at Woolies, isn't it? give me two of them five-fingered death punches.
Five-fingered death punch.
What the heck is this?
Music.
Really?
Musical concert that I will not be attending. But it's at Wells Fargo. It means it's a big deal. Thought I should bring it up. If you're into that sort of thing, you probably know what it is.
Five-fingered.
Like heavy metal.
Yeah, it must be.
Mm.
Death what?
Death punch. Five-fingered death punch. You don't really punch with your fingers. I wonder if they mean like punch... Like punch bowl.
Do you have five fingers? I thought you had four fingers and a thumb.
Well, you have 8 fingers and 2 thumbs.
Right. True.
So you have to use both hands.
Right. For the 5-finger death punch. More
maybe
science.
Maybe I will check it out. That's Sunday at Wells Fargo Arena. Saturday, another event
I will not be attending. Going backwards then?
Yeah, it's out of order. Messed it up.
Oh, okay. Saturday.
Back to Rewind.
Yep. Okay.
Still this weekend. Central Iowa Sewing Guild's style show.
No way.
Yes.
A Sewing Guild's style show.
Yes.
That sounds probably more interesting than the 5-finger death punch. But where might this be?
I try to appeal to all broad audience.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
This is at the Trinity Methodist Church in Huxley.
Oh, wow. We're getting out of the metro.
Yep.
Going all the way to Huxley.
Yep.
Nice. What do they do?
You ever
do
any sewing?
Oh. I thought it was code word for something else.
No, this is not a band. It's not a heavy metal band named Sewing Guild.
All right.
So they bring their sewing and...
And then they gild it.
Yeah, you see all different techniques and stuff. Right. I wrote a story about this once, and I think that's why I get the press releases. But there's an amazing amount of stuff you can know about sewing and quilting. A lot to learn. And they're very passionate.
Got it.
So... The Merry Market is a relaxed, last-minute holiday market, last-minute for last-minute shoppers to find the perfect gift while enjoying fare from the halls, food trucks and beverages.
The hall.
Nitro coffee, crafted cocktails.
Last minute. So is this on the 24th?
No, this is this weekend, Sunday.
Oh, well, it's not the last minute.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, come on.
People don't know last minute.
No, it's like the last sort of minute.
Last minute is when you're stopping at the Quick Trip before you get to the...
See, honey, this is what I got you. Bottle of Jägermeister from the Quick Trip. Happy holidays. Ever had Jägermeister?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Unfortunately.
Ooh, that's wicked stuff.
It has deer blood.
I don't know what it has in it.
Does it really have deer blood?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't drink anymore, but that used to be...
Really? Jägermeister? I was at a ski lodge in Colorado.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like the thing that you had, après ski.
Right.
You know, had to have Jägermeister.
So I was sitting, it burns.
Yeah, I was sitting there. I said, okay, well, I'll have one of those. Oh, my gosh. It's like gasoline.
Yeah.
It's no. Out.
All right. Let's see here. Next week... Brenton Skatey Plaza?
It's open.
It's open. You ever going to get out there?
No.
Think about it.
I sometimes go in the summer.
Yeah?
Yeah. They have like little events there and concerts and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been there.
Okay.
You know who I saw there? James Taylor.
The James Taylor?
I have a photo.
What's your favorite James Taylor song?
I don't know.
Walking Man Walks.
There you go. But yeah, James was in town.
When was this? How'd I miss that?
Oh, this is a couple of years ago.
1983?
I think it was just before the 2016 election. So he was here on behalf of Secretary Clinton.
Okay. James Taylor.
I see fire. No. Something like that.
That's a good one. How do you feel about WWE Monday Night Raw at Wells Fargo?
Well, I think it's a 5-finger death punch. I'm sure.
I'll bet Parker Reed could tell us what a 5-finger death punch is.
Hey, Parker, what the hell is this? But yeah, so WWE is coming to
Monday
town.
Night Raw.
Raw. Got it. I'll bet you, I'll bet you our friends at 5-Finger Death Punch are going to like lay over so they can go to WWE. What do you think? I'll bet you that.
Should.
Yeah. Maybe they'll be the opening act.
Okay. Drake Men's Basketball. The team's 8-2.
Wow. That's good.
That's something.
Yeah.
So they're off to a good start. You never know how that early season you know, you can kind of stack the, but still 8-2. So anyway, they're playing Tuesday night at the Knapp Center against
somebody. Yeah, hate them. Doesn't matter.
And then also, last but not least, Wednesday in the holiday spirit at Hoyt Sherman Place, the legendary sounds
of Tonic Sulfa.
Nope.
Lori Lane.
Nope.
No.
There's a horn involved and holiday music.
Oh, yeah. Chicago.
Nope. These are all good guesses.
Horn.
In fact, I think
involved.
Some of those will be at Hoyt Sherman this month. But
ooh, that'd be
Tonic,
nice.
Anyway, but his last name
yeah.
is one letter.
Kenny G.
You betcha.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding.
You got it.
Kenny G. You know,
Hoyt Sherman Wednesday night.
Kenny G. It's a good thing that he's there to play holiday favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when Kenny G is playing Kenny G stuff, it all sounds the same. But I think we can get the difference between Little Drummer Boy and Oh Come All Ye Faithful. Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Drummer Boy. That's my mom's favorite. What's your favorite holiday song?
I told you.
I have asked you before, but I can't
Your
remember.
Mean one, Mr. Grinch.
Oh, yeah.
That
is
and?
A good one. That and.
Grandma Got Run Over by
Oh,
Rain.
Yeah.
Come on.
Boy, we just covered that last week. Mr. Short-term memory.
You see what happens when you have a brain like a donut?
All right, what's your pick? What are you going with?
Really? You
yeah.
know what I'd like to do?
Five finger?
Yeah.
They wouldn't let you into that.
I know, they wouldn't. They say they'd take one look at the penny loafers, and they say, you're out of here, man. You come in at your own risk.
For your own good.
Yeah, you don't want to do this. I just would go just for the, you know, to stare at people.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I go to East Side Night during the fair.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's just fun. All right. His name is Jeff Pitts, ladies and gentlemen, and we have now taken up so much of your time, about almost 17 minutes of your time that you'll never get back. How about that? Although, what's really cool about this is all audio, so you don't necessarily have to stop what you're doing. You can enjoy the frivolity mm-hmm. as you go about...
Frivolity.
Yes, writing Christmas cards mm-hmm. and making plans to go out on the town this weekend. Jeff Pitts, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that about wraps it up for another week. For all of us associated with Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Under. Did I say News Under?
You did.
Hour. You know what I was thinking about?
I was thinking about who was calling.
No, I was thinking about
to call back and then call right back.
You know, somebody. It's Joe Biden.
It's probably Biden.
Michael Biden. I was thinking of Under Armour. That's all of a sudden that came to me.
Yeah?
I don't know why.
You just have Under Armour on the brain.
I guess. You know, it's kind of like Christmas songs. I don't know. Just, boom. Just went Under Armour.
I don't own anything on Under Armour.
Yeah, I don't either. Maybe it's psychologically, I hope somebody gets me something.
Probably.
Last minute shopping. A week before the holiday. Anyway, sorry. The voice of the business.
18 and a half minutes. You're not getting back.
Voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.